堂听 class.com。
A Christmas to Remember. This is so weird, decorating a plastic tree. It's just not the same.
Hey, this is fun. We don't even have a tree at our home. Where do you want me to put this?
Oh, that's the Star of David. Just leave it for now. Mom will put it on top of the tree. Help me with the lights.
What's this?
A manger, the bed of baby Jesus. Just leave it. Help me untangle the lights.
What do you do after decorating the tree?
Friends and relatives give us presents to put under the tree. We wait until Christmas Day to open our presents, but the best presents come from Santa. He comes very late, on the night before Christmas. Susie, have you asked Santa for anything?
What do you mean, ask Santa? My favorite Santa sits under a big tree, 3 stories high.At the mall in Pacific Place. The lights and decorations on that tree are much bigger than these. He has blue eyes and blonde hair, not like the ones in Tai Ku Sheng. That one is Chinese.
No, no, you are totally wrong. Santa comes from the North Pole. His real name is Saint Nicholas. He drives a sled pulled by 12 reindeer. On the night before Christmas, he slides down our chimney, fills our stockings, and leaves presents under the tree.
I don't know what you're talking about. Go to Pacific Place and see for yourself. All the kids line up to take a picture with Santa. This year, if I'm lucky, I'll win a grand prize. Last year, my cousin won a Hello Kitty mobile phone.
Why does everything happen at malls in Hong Kong? Don't you know the best part about Christmas is receiving your dream gift from Santa? You don't need a lucky draw. You ask him for exactly what you want. Christmas here is just not the same.
How do you ask Santa?
Well, every year I write him a letter. He usually gives me what I want because he is the kindest, most generous saint to all the children of the world.
Anything you want?
Well, not everything. You can ask him for things, but you can't ask him to heal a sick person.
What do you mean?
When I was 6, my grandpa got very sick. He had lung cancer. When the bad cells eat up the good cells in your body...I loved him very much, and that Christmas I asked Santa to make him better. Santa wrote back to me and explained that he couldn't heal a sick person. He told me to pray for Grandpa.
So he died?
No, because our whole family came together. Mom, Dad, Brian, Grandma, my aunts, uncles, and some cousins. We prayed to Lord Jesus for Grandpa. Guess what? During the week of Christmas, Grandpa felt much better. He even sang carols with us and ate Christmas dinner with us.
So he recovered?
Now he's with Lord Jesus in heaven. After the New Year, he had to go to the hospital again. He died in his sleep. It was very peaceful. Mommy says Lord Jesus wanted to give Grandpa one last Christmas to spend with his family. That was really special.
So what have you asked Santa for this year?
I asked him for a bunny. I hope he will give me a white furry one with red eyes and friendly to keep me company. She'll remind me of snow.
So Christmas is like a second birthday? I like that.
No, you silly. Christmas is not like your birthday. Birthday presents come from your parents, and Christmas presents come from Santa.
Why, hello, Susie. You've come just in time.
Oh, yummy gingerbread men, fresh out of the oven. Don't they smell nice? Mm-mm.
They smell funny.
Girls, please wait for them to cool down, and don't handle them too much.Their limbs might fall off. Then you can tie a gold thread on the gingerbread man's head and we'll hang them up. I've made a couple extra so you can eat some.
I can't wait.
You mean you can eat them too?
Oh, yes. These are gingerbread cookies and we usually hang them. They give off a really nice smell to the house. Mom, I'll get it. Come, Susie, let's answer the door.
If it's grocery delivery, tell them to leave it in the kitchen.
Oh, it's the mailman. Hi. Thank you. It's a package from Grandma. Mommy! Mommy, guess who?
Who is it, dear?
Grandma! Grandma sent us a huge package from Boston. Oh, I love Grandma.
Well, aren't you going to open it?
Nope. I'm really curious, but I won't.
Why not?
because we're supposed to wait until Christmas.
What's that?
It's a package from Grandma. Hey, Brian, what are you chomping on?
Nothing.
No, I saw you chewing. Hey, you ate one of the gingerbread men. You're not supposed to.
Too late. I have to cavalcade and cripple your gingerbread man. Yummy eyeball. Your gingerbread men are history.
Brian! Mom! Mom! Brian ate the gingerbread men.
Now, Andrea, calm down, please.
Brian ate the gingerbread men.
Don't you worry. I've made enough dough for an extra dozen. Who sent us a package?
Sweet Grandma.
Oh, she sent it to us with a true Christmas spirit. An unexpected and undeserved gift is the greatest gift of all.